The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And you are back to the Sunday Business Show. I am Conal O'Moran. In a minute, we're looking at brand Starbucks. We'll ask a Dublin restaurateur how he tries to stand out against what is massive competition. Then we'll tell you about a competition to find Ireland's brightest young food entrepreneur. Conal Henry of Enet wants managers to manage. And we revisit the Big Red Barn Company to see how they've been getting on since the last time they joined Team SBS, which was 3 years ago. But first of all, we have a competition. Here on the Sunday Business Show, we like to support businesses in any which way we can. And that's a trait we share with our proud sponsor, Gas Networks Ireland. And that is why SBS and Gas Networks Ireland are coming together to help businesses around the country. Over the coming weeks, we will be chatting to small, medium-sized businesses from across Ireland. One of those businesses is the very popular Union 8 Cafe, which is located in Kilmainham, and we will be chatting to them very shortly. But to add to the excitement, we have an iPad to give away each week. We feature those businesses starting today. All you have to do is to text or tweet your answer to the following question. When we talk to Union 8, can you remember where they are located? Is it A, Kilmainham, B, Kilimanjaro, C, Kathmandu? I'd say it's A, Kilmainham, would you? Because they're in Dublin 8, Kilmainham. I'd say it's A. Yeah. World's easiest quiz. Do please tell us your name, though. So tweet us 087-4100-102 or tweet us at SBS Today FM and just put down A and your name. That's as easy as I can do it because it's Sunday morning and we do love the world's easiest quiz. 087-4100-102. That's the same number, please, for your famous shout-outs. Now, Starbucks fans may soon get freshly baked bread and focaccia sandwiches with their favourite frappuccino. The coffee chain has teamed up with Princi, a well-loved Italian family brand to launch in-store artisanal bakeries. All sounds very posh, although it might be a while before we see them in Ireland. 5 years ago, Starbucks shares were just over $25. Today, they are close to $57. So the recipe, whichever one, seems to be working without the bakery. So why change? David Hullahan of Merion Capital has left his soya latte with cinnamon sprinkles alone to tell us if Starbucks shares are worth a buy. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
Are you a fan?
I am a fan, yes.
Why?
This is a company that the coffee market globally is a great market to be in. It's a very high margin business, as we all know. And the company, despite having grown at, 15 to 20% a year, it is a maturing company, and at the recent quarterly results, they did take down their growth forecast. So they now say that they will be growing earnings by about 12% a year, which is still a very healthy rate.
Because, to remind listeners, 12% on 12% on 12% each year.
It compounds very quickly,
yes. It does, a big number. What is the margin? Because I'm always intrigued as to what am I actually paying for my cup of coffee.
Sure, so the gross margin, I believe, is around 60%.
Okay.
And the business has about...
A lot of froth.
Yes, a lot of froth. And the business has a net margin of about 14%. So very healthy margin.
Okay.
And their return on capital is 25%.
Whoa, that's so neat.
Very good, yeah.
Very, very good in low interest rate times. However, Starbucks is, we know it's a massive behemoth, it's also facing competition, both locally, small little artisanal
sure,
ones,
absolutely.
Plus other bigger ones, but they seem just to plough on.
Yeah, so the business has about 27,000 locations around the world. About 16,500 of those are in the US, so that's its big market. But China...
Franchise or owned?
So it's a split. It's a split. In Europe, they're largely licensed out. In the US, the company owns slightly more than they've licensed out, but typically it's half and half then in Asia as well. But really, China is the big growth opportunity for them. They had a joint venture over in the country from the early 2000s. They've now bought out their partners for just over $1 billion there, and they're aiming to go from 2,800 stores up to over 5,000.
As you do,
over the next few years. But the main thing is that China only accounts for 2% of the global coffee market. But that the number of coffee drinkers tripled between 2012 and 2016. So traditionally a very much tea-orientated country, but now they're moving towards coffee and Starbucks
is it
sees the growth.
Seen as posh, do you know, or is it seen as trendy or
definitely
aspirational?
Aspirational, trendy. Again, it's a big Western brand. They tend to do quite well, but also the fact that just China and its history with tea, it was the dominant drink over there, but it is shifting more towards coffee.
Now, I do know that I made much of the bakeries going into Starbucks, but in fact it's actually quite small, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be quite small. They're just adding on, you know, an additional layer of product and clearly going in for coffee, and whether it's sweet pastry or a bread is another option for them too. But it's going to focus on some of their flagship stores over in the US and then perhaps some in London and maybe in Shanghai as well.
But then again, as I have learned during the business behind the brand of pizzas, when you are shipping the product for your bakery around the place, that gets very awkward. I mean, it's easy enough to ship around your coffee beans because they don't...
Yeah, exactly. No, you have any type of fresh food like that would be difficult. Even if you're moving the doughs around, that can be quite costly.
That was one of the problems with Domino's, I think, trying to get consistency.
Yeah. Because again, like any of these big chains, they want everything to be homogenous and, you know, no differences between stores. So it is difficult to get it right every time.
Who is going to challenge Starbucks? Well, Amazon, you know me and Amazon.
Amazon's going to do everything. I think, you know, I don't think it's a market that Amazon are likely to go into. I mean, yes, on the delivery of coffees.
I'm sure you said that they'll never go into real food, Whole Foods they are. And Whole Foods, I see that they're now cutting prices.
They're
as well.
Slashing prices, yes. Yeah. But again, you know, when companies go into Amazon, profitability evaporates. So, you know, they're probably not running Whole Foods to make as much money as it previously did. So that's a decision they make. I don't think that they are going to challenge Starbucks. I haven't read or anybody hypothesizing that they're going to move into that market. Again, for Amazon to build up 27,000 locations, even for them, would be a big stretch.
They won't even do that. They'll just have a drone coming down and dropping the cup of coffee onto your lap.
Well, if you can get a drone to get you a coffee for €3 or €4, good luck to you, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. So obviously you like this very much. Is it a good time to buy?
I think it's a good time to buy because there was a lot of nervousness into the company's recent quarterly results because everybody knew they were going to reissue the growth forecast for the future and what they were going to come out with. I think the fact that it's gone from 15 to 20% down to 12 is fine. They're now saying that they will grow revenue by 3 to 5% on a same-store basis. That's down from high single digits. So now that they've rebased expectations, I think Starbucks will just continue to move along nicely, continue to grow at a very attractive rate.
Isn't it ironic that they actually have downgraded their forecast and the share price goes up?
Well, there's always nervousness because, again, markets like as much certainty as they can get. And when you don't know where a management team are going to bring expectations, the nervousness does come into the share price.
And are they normally accurate and honest?
Yes, and if anything, they may beat these forecasts. And that's certainly the indications that some of the management team have made subsequent to the results is that, you know, they're confident not only can they achieve them, but they may actually come in ahead.
And is there a dividend?
The dividend is about 2%, so
that's all right.
Not immaterial. Yeah.
Well, if you're going up 12% plus 2%...
Exactly,
yeah.
No, it all compounds, and if you should be looking for this type of company. If things go well, you know, 10 to 15% a year capital, and then you get your dividend as well. All things go well.
And no big threats that you can see of?
I mean, it's a competitive market. The US is their biggest market. They were in teas, but they got out. Teavana, they bought that for about $600 million and then a few years ago. As you do. And then they shut it down. But I think that was the right move to make. There isn't anything that is going to shift the industry that would be a big concern for Starbucks. Obviously, as you said, a lot of smaller artisan companies setting up. In the UK, there would be some very big chains, Costa, those guys. But no, in general, in China and the US, they'll remain dominant.
And we have our pal, Bobby Kerr here.
Bobby Kerr in Ireland doing very well with insomnia. Yeah. So, yeah. No, I mean, those European markets are tougher for Starbucks to get a foothold in, but where it's very big in the US and China, it'll continue to do well.
Well, that is David Holohan of Merion Capital, or sometimes Merion Private. I can never make up my mind about what you're actually called. But do take professional advice if you are going to invest, because shares do go up and down quite regularly. Okay, thank you very much, David Holland. I'm going to give another shout out for our competition, though, here on the Sunday Business Show. As you know, we'd like to support businesses, and so does our sponsor, Gas Networks Ireland, and they are giving away an iPad. All you have to do is tell us where our next guest is based, his business. The business is called Union 8. It's a restaurant. It's based in Kilmainham. Oh, I've just told you, it's based in Kilmainham. Send the correct answer, which is Kilmainham, or A, to 0874 100 102 0874 0800 102 or tweet us at SBS Today FM and you will be in with a chance of an iPad. Tell us your name and where you are as well, please. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking to Paul Dooley, co-founder of Union 8.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.